Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, April the 2nd, 2026, 4/2/26, 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and a little chilly out there this morning. And 2 days into April, I guess we would have to say that hopefully April showers will bring May flowers. Now, we need to do a little bit of housekeeping here on the show this morning. Tomorrow is our big pre-Easter show, and we have a fun competition going on that we had going on last year. Essentially, what will happen is we will be broadcasting from an undisclosed location tomorrow, but as the broadcast goes on, we will give you hints as to where we are. When you think you know where we are broadcasting from, you come to that location, and we will have a basket of Easter eggs. You will choose an egg from that basket. In that basket, there will be two numbers, a number and a duplicate of that same number. You will take a copy of that number. We will take the duplicate copy of that number, put it back in the egg, put it in a basket. At 12:15 tomorrow, we will come back to the studio from the undisclosed location, and we will draw one of the eggs out, and whoever's number we have will win a great prize. That's tomorrow morning here on the station. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's our big Easter egg hunt. And again, that event is supported by the committee to elect Jason Schauber, Marion County Commissioner. We did it last year. We had a lot of fun with it, and we're going to do it tomorrow morning. It won't be the whole morning, by the way. I think we'll start out here in the studio tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow, but it will be as the morning progresses tomorrow, that event will take place. And I think we're going to have some fun people with us when we are at our undisclosed location. But tune in starting at 8:15. We will be in the studio at 8:15 doing the normal show prior to going out. Now, the other news going on this morning, we got another press release yesterday from the mayor's office. On Monday, we got the press release about the funding. I guess we should say more the rates going up at the Aquatic Center. Here's the press release that came in yesterday. In February, Mayor Collins shared information regarding sanitation rates having not increased in more than 12 years and indicated rates would be increasing to help reduce ongoing deficits. Beginning with the May 2026 billing cycle, residential sanitation rates will increase by $3 per month. All other rates will increase by a percentage that is equal to the amount that the residential rate is increasing or as set by city ordinance. The current residential rate has remained unchanged since March 2014. Operational expenses have outpaced revenues at the current rate. The sanitation department offers essential services for the residents of our community. In order to operate at the service level necessary, rates must be adjusted. The adjustment is a corrective measure being taken under advisement from the Ohio Auditor of State's office, which is working with the City of Marion to address issues related to our fiscal caution status. So, that's what's going on in Marion. The sanitation rates are going up by $3 if you are in a residential area, and by a percentage if you are in another area, and that will not be voted on by council. Now, we have talked about this before, that sanitation rates really do not need to be voted on by council. That's one of those things like a storm sewer that the mayor can raise on his own. But what's very interesting to me about these press releases is, number one, that they're press releases. That's kind of shocking in a way, that these changes are all being done by press release and not by maybe a public speech during a city council meeting, and also the fact that this would come the same week that the Aquatic Center rates were raised, and it seems that they seem to be saying that this is what the state is telling them to do. Now, again, I don't know if the state might suggest something. Maybe that's being implied here. I'm not sure. But let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Here, Marion.
Yeah.
Everything is on the rise.
Well, it certainly is. Monday we saw the Aquatic Center rates go up, and today we see the sanitation rates go up.
It sounds like the mayor is just looking to throw the state under the bus when it's he himself, his administration, that has screwed the taxpayers of Marion.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm confused on how this is being done. You know, a lot of people getting ready for Easter, gas prices at $4, a lot of people don't have a lot of money. And to do this stuff all by press release, all in a week when city council does not meet, leading up to the Easter holiday, oh, boy, I don't think that's good timing, and I don't think that's a good way to do it.
I think the Easter Bunny is going to be hiding a bunch of rotten eggs.
Well, it's shocking to me that this is being done by press release. Now, the sanitation...
That's cowardly, you know? That is cowardly.
Well, I don't understand that, and I don't understand not wanting to explain it more, and I'm also not sure why there's all this mention of the state in these press releases, because I'm sure it was just a suggestion.
Probably, but think about it. How many years has it been since some of those increases?
It says 2014. I'm not really sure.
Well, I think if you looked historically, the rate increases across the board for services, and you compared the number of rate increases to that of raises, so on and so forth, increases in salaries, et cetera, it would be interesting to see what the ratio is.
Well, you know what's shocking about me? If this is true, and I'm not saying it's not, that the sanitation rates have not been increased in 12 years, it is the mayor's job and ability to increase those rates. Now, under Schertzer, for whatever reason, he did not increase those rates and apparently did not need to increase those rates because he was not having this financial difficulty. If it is true that this service is outpacing what the city is charging, why did it take the auditor to let the mayor know that that's what needed to be done? Why wasn't this done in the last 2 years? He could have done it any time.
I've got to go. I got a call coming in. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. But I think these are questions that are very important. And again, somebody's going to have to go back and look at Schertzer's administration and say why the last 9 years of Mayor Schertzer did he not need to raise the sanitation rates? Why was that maintaining itself? And why is it no longer maintaining itself? I mean, I think these are very important questions. Again, the phone lines are, maybe it's not again, maybe it's the first time I'm saying it this morning. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a call here this morning. But I just, all I'm saying is, doing this all by press release, and doing it all within a matter of days, is probably not the best look. And we still haven't heard anything on curbside recycling. Maybe that'll be the next thing. We haven't heard anything on transportation rate increases. Maybe that's coming as well. I don't know. But the press release is an interesting way to be doing this. And to be doing it in seemingly a 7-day period is also kind of fascinating. But again, if you have any thoughts on this, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. It's pure, Marion.
It is this morning.
Where did we leave off? I had to take a call.
Yeah, no, it's the fact that doing this by press release, and also if that service is outpacing itself, why did Mayor Schertzer not need to raise it for 9 years, and why did Mayor Collins not raise it in the last 2 years?
Well, you know, mayors are, like it or not, they're the CEOs of the city. They should know financially where we stand at any point in time. And ever since Landon et al. Has screwed up, we've been wandering around. You would think that somebody with common sense would say, hey, look, don't submit a budget. Live with the budget you had last year, because we don't need to spend any money because we don't know how much is in the piggy bank.
Well, and that could be a big problem here, but I'm not, you know, okay, there's a lot that can be blamed on the auditors, that the books have not been reconciled since 2020, I believe. So there is a lot of we don't know exactly how much money we have, but if you don't know how much money you have, which the city has been very well aware of, why do you keep spending money? And why, I guess the bigger question is, you can't look at what the sanitation department is bringing in, and you can't look at what they're spending without going to the auditor's office. I mean, I don't know that the total books for the city have to be reconciled to get those numbers.
You would think that each department, given a budget, would be able to see how much they have left to spend. However, if that budget was inflated and didn't truly reflect the financial position of the city, hey, you're going off course.
Well, it's just, I can't quite understand how, I mean, did anybody look and say, oh, you know, sanitation rates haven't been raised for 12 years. You know, that might be a problem. Because here's the problem. Sanitation rates probably do need to be raised. I'm not saying they don't. But that you have to do this at the same time you're raising the aquatic center rates, that you have to do this that at the same time that you might be eliminating curbside recycling, the same time you might be raising the bus fare, it's the clamp that's going on the city doing it all at once. And if your reasoning is because nothing has been done in 12 years, well, why wasn't it? Why did you not know this 2 years ago? And I'm only saying that for the current mayor, because he is the current mayor. I'm sorry. When you're the current mayor and you decide to do something, you have to take the blame.
He's the CEO, and, you know, everybody on council should be acutely aware of where we stand financially all the time, even if we didn't have the crisis that we have now. They should all be acutely aware, okay, how are we doing? That's why I think it is extremely important Marion gets a city manager, somebody with their master's in public administration, put forth a business plan, which is generally a 5-year plan, and we measure quarterly what the previous quarter was, costs, expenses, etc., and adjust that business plan so we don't end up where we are today.
Well, I'll be interested to know what'll happen with curbside recycling and the transportation rates, because we have not seen press releases on those. There is a school of thought that says those do need to be run through city council, but there's also a school of thought that they don't need to be. So
it's a private enterprise. You know, give it to private enterprise. If there's a demand, the need, private enterprise will take care of it, and the taxpayers won't have to pay for exponential employees and equipment.
Well, we're going to find out as we go on down the road, that's for sure.
Well, to a better tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 31 coming up on 32 minutes past the hour. And I guess that would be the big local news story of the morning, is that sanitation rates are going up. We received that press release yesterday afternoon, I believe it was. So here we are. Aquatic center rates going up and sanitation rates going up. And who knows what else is to come as we go on down the line. Now, again, we can't say that this is all a surprise. Certainly, I think the Aquatic Center was a little bit of a surprise. I don't think people saw that coming, the rate increases there. But the sanitation rates, that was in the letter from the mayor back in February. So that doesn't come as a huge surprise, and I don't think curbside recycling or the bus fare increases would come as a surprise. But then again, who knows? Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you want to weigh in on this, we'd love to hear from you. 32 and a half minutes past the hour on this chilly 43-degree and cloudy second day of April 2026. Phone lines are open. So if you want to weigh in on it, please feel free to do so. I think a lot of people in the city getting very unhappy with these things. And of course, you would have to say, why would anybody be happy with these rate increases? But what can you do? I guess is the way to say this. Now, something else that I found interesting. Yesterday, we've got this 86th District state rep race, which is kind of interesting, this primary, Republican primary going on. A big endorsement yesterday came down. I thought maybe the biggest of the season, because a lot of the state heavy hitters have not made endorsements in this race. But if you are in Marion, I certainly think one of the endorsements you would probably want is that of former Mayor Jack Kellogg. And yesterday, former mayor, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, tied with Scott Schertzer, Mayor Jack Kellogg endorsed Ben Weber for state rep in this primary. That's very interesting because a lot of people certainly remember Jack Kellogg, and he made the endorsement yesterday for Ben Weber. So there you are. And I would say in Marion, Ohio, that's a big endorsement, a 16-year mayor who always won his elections from 92 to 2007. So does this endorsement help Ben Weber in this particular race? I don't know. You got a lot of signs out there. And I'm not sure where the party is on this one. You know, some people feel that Tracy Richardson is backing Ben Weber, as Dr. Davis said on Monday. But I don't know that for sure. I can't report on that and say that that's factual. I guess we'll have to see how it all shakes out. And again, the phone lines are open this morning if you want to talk about any of this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But as I watch all these endorsements come in for all these offices, I have to say that half the endorsements that come in, I'm not even really sure who the people are. Now, usually, they're identified in the endorsement, and I think, okay, well, I kind of know that person, and I kind of know who that is. Not many people in Marion who don't know who former Mayor Jack Kellogg is. And, you know, here's a guy who has been in office in fairly recent times. You know, it's been 18 years since he's been in office. So it's not ancient history at all. And he was a very popular mayor. So that's interesting as well. Now, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here this morning on WGH Talk Radio as we continue the conversation. But I would say the big stories this morning, the sanitation rate increases and the endorsement for Ben Weber by former Mayor Jack Kellogg. And Jack has endorsed some candidates over the last few years, but not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. So the fact that he's endorsing somebody, I would think, does carry some weight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind this morning. And I know we have some former city council people who listen to this program. I wonder what's on their mind this morning as we go on down this particular road. Go ahead, caller.
Jack Kellogg.
Yes.
K-E-L-L-O-good, right?
Very popular mayor.
Well, you know why? He was a businessman. He was an insurance salesman, if I recall.
Yes.
He knew how to deal with people. He knew how to listen. Well, let's get in the present tense. He knows how to listen and deal with people. And those soft skills are so important.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that in this very contentious 86th district primary, with really just about a month to go until the big vote on May the 5th, that here's a guy who doesn't do a whole lot of endorsements, willing to make this endorsement. I mean, can you think of somebody else in Marion that holds more weight than Jack Kellogg in the last 25 years in the Republican Party?
Oh, I can't think of her name, but she was rather rotund. But I heard this, that all of the women on The View,
yeah,
they are endorsing Weslin.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Like I say, that's what I heard, you know. So,
well,
I don't know how far that's going to get her, but who knows.
Well, to me, it's very interesting that you have a lot of the city council members endorsing Weslin. Dr. Davis endorsed Ben Weber. And now you got Jack Kellogg endorsing Ben Weber. I don't know. It's fascinating when you look at it.
You know, as individuals, I don't see a problem with it.
Oh, somebody's tuning in right here.
However,
former Mayor Kellogg endorsed Ben Weber, if you're just tuning in.
However, you know, when a political party has X number of candidates for one position, they should not endorse anyone, because that's going to alienate their own body of people. And we've had a problem with that in prior elections. They should take the stand, hey, look, you people decide. That's what a primary is all about. We have X number of good candidates. Do your homework. As a party, we don't endorse any of them because we endorse them all. You, the public, decide.
Well, and I don't think the party has made an endorsement in this race, but I certainly think that
all the times past they have.
Right. Well, they say they have rules where they don't do that in a primary, but my point is that if you are looking for a Republican who was successful as the mayor of Marion, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, tied with Scott Schertzer, longest-serving Republican mayor in Marion history, and a guy who doesn't do a whole lot of political endorsements anymore, the fact that he would endorse Ben Weber, I think, is very telling.
I would say he's obviously very impressed with him.
Yeah, so there you go. And we'll see how that all shakes out.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It is 40 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Radio. Feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But I certainly think the big stories of the morning, again, are the sanitation rates being on an increase. We got that press release yesterday. And the fact that former Mayor Jack Kellogg has endorsed Ben Weber. Now, again, we've talked about endorsements and do they mean anything? Don't they mean anything? I don't really know. But I would certainly say that Jack Kellogg is a name. When I saw that endorsement come through, that's somebody I know. And that's somebody who I think does carry a lot of weight in this particular area. I mean, I think mayors just do. And in Marion, we've only really got three, and Mayor Schertzer's not really in the area anymore, and being a Democrat, highly unlikely he would get involved in this particular primary. So you got Bill Collins and you got Jack Kellogg, and to my knowledge, Bill Collins has not endorsed anybody, but Jack Kellogg did. There you are. 740-383-9944. Joined in studio this morning by Sean Kraft. Sean, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
We're here for another one.
Yep, that's right.
Am I on this one? You're on that one. Okay. So what do you make of the sanitation rate increases? Not a popular thing, but the city's in financial caution.
Well, you know, they have to get the money somewhere, but I think they should do like a fundraiser or something.
Well, I don't know that this is good to do this all by press release.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought that this would have happened at a city council meeting, or there would have been the mayor on some kind of media talking about it. And I think that's a big missed opportunity.
Right.
Now, how about this endorsement, though, of Jack Kellogg? You and I were talking about this last night. Jack does not make a whole lot of endorsements anymore. He does it occasionally. But to do it in this very contentious Republican primary in the 86th district, I think that's interesting.
Oh, it is. It sure is. Yeah, I was actually surprised when I found out he did it.
Do you think, because a lot of endorsements don't mean a whole lot, do you think in Marion the endorsement of Jack Kellogg means something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a long-time running mayor and did a good job as mayor, well-known in Marion. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely would help.
Why do you think, because you've met a lot of these candidates, why do you think he went with Ben Weber in this race?
You know what? I'm not really 100% sure. I don't know. Without talking to him and asking him. Good question.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody has any thoughts, again, we've got 17 minutes left in this particular race. Like we're running a race here this morning. This particular hour, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, this morning, if you're tuning in late, because we've got a few people tuning in late, they wanted to know who did former Mayor Jack Kellogg endorse. It is Ben Weber. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here as the messages are coming in this morning. I think this is very fascinating. Let's see here. Well, as this all goes down, as Marion is in financial trouble, who do you think is going to get the blame for this? Because somebody always gets the blame.
I usually falls back on the mayor, I would think. I'm not 100% sure how that all works. I mean, sometimes the auditor knows how much money is going in and out as well, right?
Well, it's interesting. I'm getting a message here this morning that the service safety director, it's their responsibility to review each department and set the rates, including storm water, sewage regulations, refuse and rubbish collection. So, at some point, the safety service director should have been paying attention. Because these rates have not been raised since 2014. Now, again, I think the mayor has to raise them. But, and again, the books, I guess, were not reconciled. But why was nobody looking at how much money the department was bringing in and how much was going out? Because that's one of the reasonings being given here for why this is happening. And we'll go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott and Sean.
Good morning.
Morning.
So the sewer bills, I wanted to talk about that briefly. We got the notice yesterday from you that they're going up $3. And we just had
first
the $9
in news, Marian.
Yep, and we just had the $9 increase. And then if people will grab their, and I just say sewer, when I say it, I consider it one thing. Sewer, sanitation, I pay the whole thing. I paid 10 of them. I went in there yesterday. I dropped $502.97. So I paid my fair share yesterday. And the internet was down, so I couldn't pay them online. So I was actually forced to go inside of City Hall, into the lion's den, into the viper, the pit of vipers, and pay my bill. But if people get their bills out and they look at those bills, it says that there's a 5% increase. And they keep saying these bills don't go up. Our bills don't go up. They haven't gone up in years. That's wrong. I actually saw old bills and looked at them. Let's see, what did yesterday's bill say? Something about a 5% annual increase. And normally what they had been doing in the past was they would split that over two increases. Okay, yesterday it was 502.47. I'm sorry, it wasn't 502.97. I don't want to lie about it. Okay, here it is. This bill reflects a 5% annual sewer rate increase. Now, they keep saying bills have not gone up. They have not gone up. There is an ordinance in place that gives them the right to raise these bills every year. It's automatic. And typically, I got old bills out because I've got them back to 2016. Typically, we see it twice a year, 2.5%. This year, they front-loaded it and hit us with all 5% at the same time. So we got a $9 flat rate increase they told us about. We just got the 5% increase, and now we're getting another $3 increase. So at minimum, my 10 bills are going to go up. I spent $502 yesterday. They're going to go up another $30 next month.
Well, here's my question from what we just learned.
But those bills have been going up year after year. They can keep saying that crap. It's just not true. Those bills increase.
Right. But I guess I have to believe the information we are getting is correct. I have no reason to believe it's not. If this is on the safety service director to see what's going on in the sanitation department, the wastewater department, storm sewer, I guess is what I should say, why was nobody looking at that? And again, I don't want to put this all on the current administration, but
no.
For 2 years, they've been looking at it. How did
in
they
the
not know?
In the scheme of things, no one knew how much money we didn't have. And realistically, these bills should have been adjusted slightly over the years. They should have been, but they weren't.
Right, but listen, they can put the blame on Mayor Schertzer if they want. I am not Mayor Schertzer's press agent, and as far as I know, he's
not. He made it okay until 2019 with what he had.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what I don't understand. If the rates have not been increased since 2014, bus rates have not been increased for a long time, curbside recycling was able to be paid for without the city going in the hole. He left the city with a rainy day fund. What I don't understand is if he was so off the ball and so, you know, leaving a mess for the city, essentially, why wasn't he operating in the negative?
He may have been. we don't know because the auditor's office was so jacked up. But he didn't do any excessive spending that he didn't spend anything that he didn't have an appropriation.
Well, more to the point, I guess, is what I'm saying. How do I want to say this?
Okay, so I know one thing everybody goes to. He left them with a bunch of bills to pay. One thing that he did leave them with, quote-unquote leave them with, was a new fire truck. It takes 2 years once you order them. But he also left them with the money to pay for it.
Well, this is, I guess, what I'm saying.
They kept blaming him for all these bills and these things. Well, this was ordered in 21 or 22, and it didn't come in until now. Okay, yes, he bought those things when the money existed. What did you do with it in the meantime?
Right. Well, I guess this is my point. If Mayor Schertzer was in there and the city was operating at a loss, why was that never shown? How could he leave with a nearly $17 million rainy day fund if things were operating at a loss? Now, we can definitely say that he passed budgets that were more than the city was bringing in, but he also had the money in the rainy day fund to cover that. So yes, if you do that, I don't know that you are operating at a deficit.
No, if you can cover it, I mean, yes, you're still running a deficit budget, but you have the funds to cover it. You can't do that forever, obviously, but you can do it to limp yourself along here or there, or patch holes or bad years or things like that. But when you start doing it year after year is when it's not good, and we didn't realize that we were doing it year after year because we had such horrible bookkeeping.
Right, but I guess the thing is,
Casey here, Courtright, they told us that Casey Courtright took about $4 million and paid down the... Okay, so we would have been $13 million in deficit. Casey Courtright, from my understanding, paid down about $4 million of that from our investments that they were cashing out.
Right, okay.
So some of that was debt stabilization. So we were $13 million in deficit. Now we're only 8.9. So they did pay down some of our deficits. But I don't know where the rest of the money went.
Well, that's the question. You know, how do you end up $9 million in the hole?
So we're saying, like, you and I are saying between $16 and $17 million in reserves when Schertzer left office.
Right. No, I'm not.
You say 17, I say 16, so we'll just go 16 to 17.
Somewhere in there.
Point, it's make believe money at this point, anyway.
Right.
And now we think we're somewhere 3 to 4 million.
Right. How does that get to 4 million in 2 years?
So, and we can say that 4 million went to debt stabilization. We'll just pretend like that's true and take it at face value.
Yeah. There's no doubt that.
Gets us up to $8 million, though, so where's the other $8 million?
Well, that's the question. I mean, there's no doubt that Schertzer left some bills, but he also left a $17 million rainy day fund.
We did get a fire truck, so that was about $1 million. So now we're up to $9 million accounted for.
Right. So
I don't know.
Well, and that's the question.
I don't know if they took money out for the... I don't know.
Well, that's the question that's not being answered, and I think that's one of the unfortunate failings up until this point of Bill Collins, is he's not elucidated where this $9 million deficit came from. Now, maybe he knows, but
this sewer project over on Brown Street, I don't even know if that's real or not, but if this sewer project out on 123 Drive, that went $1 million over, and we didn't realize it till after the fact, so $1 million additional was spent on that. We wouldn't be happy, but at least we would be able to account for $1 million of where it is instead of it's just in the ether.
Well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, and we've learned this week by press release that the sanitation rates are going up in the city of Marion, and the aquatic center rates are going up in the city of Marion. Now, it's my belief that we are going to see the elimination of curbside recycling, and we will see the bus fares go up. Will that be done by press release? I don't know, but
I'm pretty sure that they have to do the public hearing on that. I'm pretty sure they have to give the 30 days. And that's what Welch did the last time.
Well,
what turned into the cluster.
Well, the League of Women Voters have already spoken out, and they're a very active group that they do not want to...
I can tell you this, and as bad as it sounds, and as much as I hate to do it, after I sat down and tabulated my bills yesterday, and with the increase in property taxes, and now my property insurance is starting to go up, well, it's been going up nonstop, if they don't just flat out drop this coverage or that coverage, and the sewer bills, I pay all of the sewer and sanitation bills for my property, so the city doesn't get stuck with any of them, I'm going to have to raise people's rent at least $50 a month just to cover the new expenses that I'm needing.
And that's the thing that I dislike people talking about, is when they talk about property taxes, and heaven knows in Ohio we're having a big conversation about that right now with people trying to get signatures to get property taxes.
Hey, I signed the petition only to put the state of Ohio on alert that people are fed up, but we can't do away with property taxes. Different conversation.
But you know as well as I do that if there is a measure on the ballot that says, do you want to get rid of property tax, that's going to pass. And the problem is people think, hey, that's going to be great. I don't have to pay property tax. Yeah, but you can guarantee, as Governor DeWine has put an exclamation point on, that if you do this, your sales tax is going up to
20%. 25% sales tax, yeah.
If that's what you want, I guess okay. And don't think they're not above touching the income tax either if they need the money for things.
Right.
So but people have to realize
locally,
that.
Locally, with all the hits that we're taking, I'm going to have to increase people's rent.
Well, that's the point I was coming back to here, is they always talk about the property owners. Well, you think the property owners aren't going to raise the rates on the renters if their rates keep going up?
I have to.
Of course
I'm actually at
the
point now that, I know people probably think landlords make a lot of money, but I have one property at the house that I'm going to have to replace the furnace this year. So I'll let you think about how much that costs.
Well,
I have someone that lives there, that lived there for a long time. I make about $150 a month off the place. I'm down to about making $90 a month off the place. I can't do that.
Well, I want to get this in because we've only got 4 minutes left this hour, and I think this was big news. And as I've said, a lot of endorsements, half the time I don't even know who the people are, and I don't think the names ring true. But yesterday when this endorsement came down, I certainly knew the name, and I certainly knew what it meant. For this very contentious Republican primary in the 86th District, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, who does not do a lot of endorsements, endorses Ben Weber. What does that say to you?
Nothing to me. It doesn't affect my vote in any way.
Doesn't affect your vote, but I'm saying that this long-term...
Oh, that he came out and... Yes.
Yes. That Jack Kellogg is not doing a lot of endorsements these days, and that...
Well, he broke rank with the party, so he apparently is not... a local party loyalist, maybe just an actual Republican, but not a local Republican.
Well, I just find
they weren't endorsing anyone.
All I'm saying is of all the Republicans at this point that you could put their, and that seems to be what's going on in this race, that you could put their picture up and say endorsed by, none in Marion, in my opinion, is more important than Jack Kellogg, because nobody...
Do you think people haven't decided at this point, though, who they're voting for?
No, I think a lot of people vote on election day, especially in a primary.
You think they decide, like, they're like, meeny, meeny, miny, mo?
If it were already decided, I honestly think we'd all stop talking about it. I don't think it's totally decided for people. I think there's a lot of people. Here's what I really think. I think there are a lot of people who are not immersed in politics, who don't really care about it, who will decide that day when they go in the voting booth because they're going to vote maybe for something up the ticket. And I do think the fact that Jack Kellogg has associated his name with Ben Weber certainly cannot hurt a new upstart politician.
I don't think it could hurt him at all. I think the thing will be getting people to realize there's a primary. Because I had someone else say, well, I'll vote for Jason Schaber in November. I was like, you won't get a chance to vote for Jason Schaber in November. Your one chance is coming up in about a month. Well, next week.
Well, almost.
And then for the next month.
Almost every state office for Republicans on May the 5th is up for a primary. So
yeah, but most people don't follow primaries unless you're really hardcore into politics. And then if you're hardcore into politics, I think you're already pictured.
This primary, this primary will have a bigger turnout than
I think so too.
Normal. So yes. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I do think there will be people who vote that day for whatever reason. That very contentious treasurer's primary that's going on, where you've got Vivek Ramaswamy endorsing one candidate and the vice president of the United States endorsing the other. You've got.
Means nothing. Neither of their endorsements mean anything to me.
But see,
it doesn't bode well for Vivek, though, does it?
Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know how Vivek Ramaswamy got on the opposite side of the vice president in a primary. I mean, that is one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard.
Is he allowed to break ranks like that?
Well, I don't know who broke ranks. I don't know if Vivek did it first or if the vice president did. All I'm saying is when it comes...
Cat fight.
Well, this 86th district race has become very contentious.
Yes.
I guess my point is that if you are out getting endorsements, and that seemingly has been what this race has been all about, to get Jack Kellogg, to me, is the biggest you could get. Because, I mean, really, who is a bigger local, and that's what this is a local race, who is a bigger local Republican with more name recognition in Marion than him?
I would say no one, and he's not a divisive character.
No.
He's well-liked and respected, and, you know, people see him as fatherly or grandfatherly, and he's not divisive or contentious or anything like that. So that definitely, if people are depending on endorsements, then Kellogg's would be a good one to have.
That's right, and I also think that there are a lot of Republicans who...
Is this going to start a cat fight for poor Grandpa Jack, though? Are people going to be hissing at him when he's out doing his marathon?
No, I don't think that... You know, here's the problem. If the media were to attack Jack Kellogg, that's very, very low. You know, I'll say
that. Well, they went after Mary... I don't want to say the media, but those people have gone after Mary Ellen before.
Well, and what'd you make of that?
Well, I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah.
But it wasn't beneath them, apparently.
Well, you know, I don't think going after Jack Kellogg is going to do them any favors, if it does happen.
No, don't be surprised if it doesn't.
But that should tell you. But that should tell you something about, you know, who that group favors. Apparently, mm-hmm. they claim they don't favor anybody. But, you know, if they go after Jack Kellogg, then you'll know why they're doing it.
And if so, then you and I predicted it, and Sean was in on it as well.
He's here, right? Yeah. Oh, and again, Sean, you think Jack Kellogg's endorsement does mean something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hey, thanks for calling.
I guess we'll find out soon, guys.
We'll find out down the road. Bye. May the 5th is not too far away. Hey, we got a special guest coming up next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me.